Hey, JVC, Pastor John here. And as a special bonus for our last week in our Kingdom Citizenship study, I've got a special guest here, Pastor Chan, who is the pastor at the Salt Lake Chin Baptist Church. And they actually use our buildings on Sunday nights for worshiping. So welcome, Pastor Chan.
Thank you so much, Pastor John.
And what is the Salt Lake Chin Church?
Salt Lake Chin Church is a group of people who came from Burma. Mm-hmm. And in Salt Lake City, we have like around 10 churches who are from Burma. And we are one of the church that are worshiping here in your church building. And thank you so much for allowing us to share your building here while we are here.
Yeah, we're glad to have that partnership. So how did your people first hear about the gospel?
As we came from Burma, it is important to share about how we first came to know about the gospel. I was specifically from Hakka Chin State, mm-hmm. Burma, west part of the country. And we in our country, we have like seven states and seven divisions. And mm-hmm. I'm from one of the states. And back in 150 years ago, our Chin people were living like half naked, and they love hunting, drinking, dancing, but they didn't know Jesus at that time. But back in March 1899, from America Baptist Mission, Reverend Arthur Carson and his wife Laura Carson arrived in our place. And during that time, our people were like extremely suspicious of foreigners and unbelievably superstitious. Upon their arrival, Laura Carson was appalled by what she saw, as she looked upon like half naked people living like on the mountain, like almost maybe the jungles. Mm-hmm. She said to her husband Arthur, "I can't do it. I thought I could go with you anywhere that God called and stay there and work with you. But I have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. I can't live my life with this awful place among these people." And Arthur said, in attempt to comfort his wife, told her that you don't have to stay if you don't want to, but just try to sleep tonight. And the next morning, when Laura Carson looked at into the face of the beautiful young half native girl, she later wrote that, "I saw beneath the grime and the filth and saw the need of the soul." And both of them decided to stay in our place and settled over there. They have to create from an oral language into a written language and translate the scriptures into our own dialect. And they help us read the Bible and sing hymns our own dialect. They established schools and teach their children and to read, and a hospital to they build a hospital to leave their suffering. Their trials were many and difficult. It took them 6 years before they had their first convert and of faith and baptism. This was the beginning of a great awakening among our Chin people. And today, after 121 years, We are the products or the spiritual fruit of the American missions. And when Arthur Carson died on April 1908 and buried in our place. And Laura Carson remains 12 years more after her husband died. And because of her health, forced her to leave our place and came back to US. And she also died in July, like 1942, and buried in, I believe in California, LA.
Great.
So that's how we became to know the gospel first through the American missions.
That's great. It's a great story of how God worked and changed her heart so that she stayed there even after her husband died, which is pretty amazing.
Yes, yes.
Well, what are some of the challenges of being a Christian in Burma?
As being minority group and of a minority group of faith in the country and being discrimination as a minority is one of the hardest part we have been experiencing. Because in Burma, the majority of faith is Buddhism. And not only the Christian, but even like other minority religions like Hindus or Muslims are facing the same discrimination as well. Until like 2008, until I left the country, I could still see and heard the being the Christian have been persecuted by the military government and destroy crosses that the Christian built on the hilltops. And they destroyed churches and also tortured, persecuted the Christian missionaries in the remote areas. So those are the challenges and that we face. It's so difficult to share the gospel at that time. So it was a lot of challenges that we face.
Yeah, it's a great reminder for us to pray for your people back home and even to give thanks for the freedoms we have here. So there definitely are a lot of challenges. Were there any blessings of living in a country where Christians are a minority?
Yes, we were not materially blessed, but we are, blessed spiritually. Because the more the military government torture and depressed Christians, the more we become stronger in our faith, and we try to we were learning more to rely on God's provision and protection. That's how we were blessed. And also a lot of people, God help us, escape from those persecution and tortured, and we escaped from India, from Thailand border area, and the UN and also other third world country help us resettle all over the world, like US, Canada, Australia, and Europe, or something like that. So they help us resettled. But now even there are many teens who are still there and have to struggle to leave, but God is sustaining them in their faith and in their livelihood. So God has been faithful to us regardless of the challenges that we face.
Good, praise God.
Thank you.
We're in this series where we're looking at how we talk and integrate our faith and our politics. How does your Christian faith affect how you think about and pray for your government back home?
Yes, the Bible teaches us to pray even for the government, regardless of who they are. But during the severe hardship and depressions, personally, I honestly had difficult time to pray, even for the military dictatorship. But at the time when I think the at this time when I think the situation, I realized that everything was under God's plan, under God's control. Now I can even pray for the military government from the pulpit. That's someday they will rule the country peacefully and also with justice. So that's how we have been praying. A lot of Chin or Burmese Christians have been praying for the government as well, especially this time that the election is coming also in Burma. So we have been praying that we will have a faithful and who are honest, truthful leadership in our country.
Good. So many of your people have been able to resettle here in the United States. What have been some of the good things that have happened through that?
By God's grace, we now have like at least freedom of worship God without any restrictions. And that's the biggest freedom that we have in U.S. And freedom of freedom to work wherever you are eligible to work. So that is a really a big opportunity for us. Many of our people even are engaged in small businesses like sushi making.
That's right.
And also like farming or owning the restaurants. So it's a great blessing for our Chin people. At this time, those are the great blessings from God.
That's good. Yes, that was one of the surprises when we were talking was sushi is not something that you would eat back home.
Yes.
But a lot of your congregation, if you go buy sushi at any number of grocery stores in the area, you very well could be buying it from someone in your church.
That's right. That's right.
They make and Pastor Chan has brought me several platters of sushi, and it's very good.
Thank you. Yes, it's true that if you go to a lot of grocery store, you see the a lot of Chin people making sushi over the counter. So that's a great blessing. Ask them where you are from. If you go there, they would definitely tell you, "I'm from Burma." Yeah. So you could ask them at least. Free sushi.
There we go. Great. Well, many blessings in being able to come here to the United States, but have there been any challenges?
Yes. For a lot of my people, I believe that language and culture shock is a number one issues that we are facing here. Culturally, we used to depend on each other, helping each other, eating together, the way working together, you know, everywhere we go and we do. But when we arrived in the third world country, like especially in U.S., everyone is very independent. And here in U.S., even the husband and wife doesn't even have the same job. They have their own job, or they would drive their own car separately. So different schedule when there's an issue, even among the family. For most of American people, they would say, if there is any problem or fighting among the family, leave me alone. And then while our people, when we have like problem or fighting among the family, don't leave me alone. So that's how dependent we were back in Burma. But after we got here, work is the most challenge that we are facing. Because even the husband and wife have to work in order to support their own family. And while they are working full-time in the warehouse or restaurant or even sushi store, we have been lacking in taking care of our children. And that's a very challenging part that most of the family are facing right now. Because it is important to take care of our kids our children than to focus on the job or the mm-hmm. work. But unfortunately, we have to work hard in order to support the family. Mm-hmm. For example, if the wife is working, it's not enough to support the family or either the husband. So when they both work, the children do whatever they mm-hmm. do at mm-hmm. home. They would spend on electronic, iPad, phone, computer, everything. Yep. So that's the danger part that we are facing. Mm-hmm. We hope and pray that later on we will most of the families will be able to adjust the way they are living and they're working mm-hmm. so that they could also teach their children and take care of their children, or else it's like we don't have the future mm-hmm. From our children's side. So those are the challenges that we are facing.
Well, great. Thanks so much. I've enjoyed our conversation. Hopefully it's workable for you. Any other thoughts or comments you'd like to end with?
No, I really appreciate for inviting me to mm-hmm. Share where we are from. And we have been a blessing. From you that mm-hmm. you are sharing your building to worship God. We don't have to go everywhere, especially in this time as coronavirus, because of the corona, COVID-19, mm-hmm. A lot of churches has been closed mm-hmm. and not able to attend the church service. But for us, it's a great blessing that we are still worshiping here in this in your sanctuary.
Yeah.
And we are so thankful for that.
Well, great. We're happy to do it. And hopefully, Lord willing, down the road, maybe there's some other ways our congregations can get to know each other and learn from each other.
Yes.
And for you all at Jordan Valley, remember to pray for them and and their family and brothers and sisters in Christ back home.
Thank you.
Yep.